The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
My brother passed away when I was 39, and he was only 30, and he was an alcoholic. He died from an epileptic fit, and I think depression kicked in for me, like, really badly, you know, and I didn't deal with like losing my brother very well.
Alcohol became like that escapism.
I'd been drinking heavy anyway. Kind of what I would do was I'd do the come home from school thing and get the kids tea and get them something to eat, and then it'd be like, the kids are sorted, it's my turn now, I can sit and relax and have a glass of wine. And that glass of wine went from just having a couple of glasses per night to having a bottle, and then it progressed from there.
What about you, Rupert? When did your drinking start?
When I got home and on the weekend, I used to sort of binge. I used to be binge drinking in the weekends. But when it did start going worse, it was just no rhyme and reason for it. I had a good childhood. I had no premature deaths in my family or anything like that. And all of a sudden, when my child was born in 2005, my drinking just escalated. There was no rhyme or reason. It just escalated.
And what kind of things were you drinking? Was it wine?
To start off with. If you remember, when you have dinner parties on a Friday night, or when you go out on a Friday night, and
let me just stop you there, because this is the very interesting thing about both of you two. You both seem very middle class to me, and of course, the middle class alcohol of choice is generally wine, isn't it? You've just talked about dinner parties. You know, very often when I think of an alcoholic, I think of some 60-year-old woman having downed bottles of vodka and then is flat on her back in front of Deal or No Deal. But actually, you're both kind of middle class. You're drinking your wine, and it started from that kind of middle class drinking.
Absolutely. So the dinner parties on the Friday night. The half glasses of wine on the table downstairs in the morning. So you get up and you sort of think, oh, you get the wine glasses and you pour it down the sink. And one day, instead of pouring it down the sink, I pour it down my throat. So instead of, exactly, so it's the night before, so this was, you know, in the morning, 9 o'clock, just I drink that, you'll get this buzz. Oh. It's like a fuel. So for somebody like myself and Sandra, you know, eating a chocolate bar at 10 o'clock would be odd. Yeah. But having a glass of wine wouldn't be odd. You see, it's just this choice of, it's a thing that, yeah, we could never eat a chocolate at 10 o'clock in the morning, but you know, some alcohol is completely fine. So it started, so that then happened like that. So I started the morning drinking like that, and then it progressively got worse in that, and at the end it was drinking the white cider, the bottom shelf cider, the big 2-litre bottles, because it was a thing which got you drunk the quickest. It didn't matter what it was. It could have been, you know, a bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pau. It could have been a, you know, 69 can of K cider. It didn't matter what it was, and in the end it did. It was the vodka, down in the vodka, and passing out in front of Deal or No Deal when my wife came home on a Friday after work and see me just lying there. So it just ended up like that.
And was your wife as upset as Sandra's husband was?
My wife, she's been, we've been each other for 17 years, so we met each other at university, and she's seen everything progress, you know, and you know, we used to drink together and everything, and but then she being a normal person and not an alcoholic, she was able to give or take, and she's seen me get progressively worse. So it hurt her so much that, you know, the person she's known so much is killing themselves. And she had a lot of anger. At the end, she told me that she hated me. She goes, she hated me. The only reason we talked about this, I think a couple of nights ago, the only reason she stayed for me was her love for me, and that was the only reason that she stayed for me, because she loved me. Otherwise, she said she'd have left a long time ago. Really? So she absolutely hated me. And then she said to me, she said a couple of things to me. You've got a really black heart. And at the end of the days, I really, really, really hated you. I resented you. So yeah, she was. You know, you can imagine, you know, we had a small child, and she was looking after two children, myself and my daughter.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.